Becky brought the idea to you. Why did you jump on this and say this is a great idea?
Well, we were super busy at the time, and I answered the phone. Well, my guys gave me the phone, and I said, "Hi, this is Jane." She said, "Hey, I have this idea. I want to, like, I have this coat rack, and I was thinking about," and I was like, "Yes, bring it." And she was like, "Oh, but I mean, I didn't want to," and I was like, "Yes, bring it." We were busy. So I was short, and I was like, "Yes, bring it. It sounds like an awesome idea. Don't even ask, just bring it." And she was like, "Are you sure?" And I was like, "Yeah." And then so when she got here, she set it all up, and she's like, "I can come back after hours." And I was like, "No, just bring it." I mean, as you know, we love to do community, you know, events, like anything from putting on an event for the community to an event by the community, you know, something with a charitable aspect to it. Like, it's all about who we are. You know, coffee shops are like hubs of the community, you know, regardless of if we serve, you know, super high-end coffee or just average old cup of joe, you know, it's like, it doesn't matter, because this is the place where people gather outside of their house, you know, for them, not for work, not for school, not for anything. They come here for them, you know, to get their little treat in the morning or in the afternoon, to pick me up, whatever it is. This is, you know, where they come. So having that, her thinking of us is a blessing to us, but then at the same time, it makes total sense, because this is where people come on their own time, you know. So I thought it was a great idea, and I thought, of course, in the spirit of giving, like, let's do something awesome like that, you know. Unfortunately, we weren't able to get up the giving tree this year because our liaison at the organization that hosted that giving tree thing is no longer with them, and when we finally went around that person to try to find some names, they had all been taken already, so we weren't able to get any names for the giving tree. So at this time, this was like a perfect opportunity for us to do something cool this year.
Now, Jay, obviously you see it firsthand, just here, are you surprised that on either side, the pickup or the donations?
I mean, our customers are amazing. They've always been. Ever since day one, the one thing that we've really grown to love about this community is their loyalty and their willingness to give and serve. Like, when we do things like, you know, Dave, when you come in and you drop down a five and you say, "Pay, you know, here's my caramel macchiato or my salted caramel mocha or whatever, and then I want you to pay for somebody else's coffee." When one person does that, that thing goes for like 3 hours. Like, it just, no one just takes the coffee. Like, they always pay it forward. And so that's just the type of customer we have. And so when something like this comes along, and it's such a, I don't want to say easy, it's, you know, it is easy, but it's such a, you don't have to buy anything. It's not about spending money. It's not about anything. It's about, you know, do you have things that you don't wear on a daily basis because, you know, you've bought something new, or you've grown into another coat or something like that? Of course, we all do. We all have closets we can get rid of, you know? And so in this way, it's easy to give, it feels good to give, and it's doing something for you too. Not only do you feel good about it, but you're getting rid of things that, you know, someone else can really benefit from. So it worked on that side of it. On the other side of it, it's like, you know, downtown, there's not a lot of life happening, like, as far as businesses that are for everyone, you know, by everyone. That's very niche-y businesses, you know. And so having something like this that's so visible right on Second Street or, you know, downtown is really easy for these people to see. And then on the whole other side of the thing, the social media aspect, I mean, we were blown away by the support on there. You know, when you post something about, "Hey, look at this pretty latte art, come get a coffee," you know, you get like, you get 50 views, something like that. You know, you get 20 likes and 50 views or something like that. But, you know, with Facebook's algorithms and things like that, they're very selective at who sees what, because they don't want people's timelines to be inundated with the same people over and over and over again. So it's really up to the user's interactions with those posts. So on this, we weren't expecting much. We were like, "This is awesome. We want to put this out there. We know we'll get some people that will come donate, and hopefully it'll get to the right people to come, you know, take part in this." And within 1 hour, it had been seen 10,000 times. Within 2 hours, it had been seen 20,000 times. And we get all those that data and analytics via the Facebook app. And at to date right now, we're past 50,000 people that have been touched by this post. It's been shared more than 450 times. It's got, you know, over 1,100 likes on Facebook and tons of comments. It's like a running constant interaction. I'm updating people on what's happening today with it, and it's just been awesome. And as Becky told you, I'm sure multiple other cities around here have set up their own, you know, type of program just like this, where it's, you know, a coat rack, and it's, see, you know, let people be warm for the holidays, whatever it is. It's such a simple act, but it means so much to them and to you, you know. So I think it's really cool that way.
Well, as you mentioned, it's just coat racks. So anybody can do it anywhere they want.
Yeah.
And you're not opposed to that. It's not like this is an exclusive 392 effort.
It didn't even have to do with 392. We were just a porch for it, you know. We were just a place that people knew about, that if you know, someone needed something, they can come get. And so it's so great that way. It's like, it wasn't my idea. It wasn't even Becky's idea. It was just something that inspired her to want to do something good. And we were inspired to, you know, be that location for her to do it. And it's just blown up into this. So when people keep, you know, giving us praise for it, we just deflect it to the greater good of the community. Like, that's how good the community is, you know? And so that's what feels so cool is, you know, we sit in here and make coffee all day, and we watch out the window, and there's families, you know, going, walking by there and rummaging through the coats and finding some great stuff that maybe, you know, they didn't allocate money for this month because they're trying to buy their kids Christmas presents or whatever it is. So it's such a cool thing. It's such a blessing to everyone, I think.